squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
It's time for game two of our doubleheader in the Big Seven. Nemaha Central hosting Riverside. Jared Fluffy with you. Kirk Kilman back in the booth. Live here in Seneca. Girls game just wrapping up. Nemaha Central clinching their seventh consecutive league title. Well, they already had a share. They win it outright. They defeat Riverside handily. Here on the boys' side, this is also the second meeting of the season for these two teams. With Nemaha Central winning the first meeting back last Saturday on the 10th, 56-45. Nemaha Central has dominated this series. They've won 17 of the last 19, dating back to the 2013-2014 season. But last year, Riverside did defeat Nemaha Central 39-37 in the season finale. Can they do that again here this year? Well, Riverside, they're coming off a big-time win last Friday. They won at home against Perry of the Compton 53-44. As a result, Sabetha was able to clinch the league title on the boys' side, despite the Blue Jays losing at home to Holston. That win for Riverside snapped a three-game losing streak. Riverside is trying to snap a six-game losing streak on the road in league play. They're looking for their first road league win since February 7th. That was at Hiawatha, and that was their only road league win since February 19th, 2022. So it's been a struggle for the Cyclones on the road in league play. Their only road win this season. Let's see. I don't think I did that right. Their only road win this season was 57-48. That was at Donovan West. That was back on December the 5th. So that win versus Hiawatha, that was the game I was referring to back on February 19th, 2022. So, as for Nemaha Central, a win for them would give them their third 10-league win season in the last 4 years. They have won their last three games, including back-to-back games against Sabetha on the road and Perry of the Compton. So they have done a good job responding to adversity. And as for the Thunder, they also have won 7 of the last 9 games since the mid-season tournament. So it's been a very plentiful late January, early February, mid-February. Trying to carry that momentum into late February and early March. Need to get back to the state tournament after falling one game short of getting to the state tournament a year ago. Let's set aside for a few more minutes and we'll come back with starters. And then we'll have the national anthem, so we'll have to set aside again. We'll be back here in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Seneca locations. Stop in for a bowl of soup and conversation. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house that will take place on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Surrender. Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Seneca, Jared Sleppy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Yamaha Central Riverside about to get underway here in just a bit. Let's take a look at the Big 7 league standings. On the boys' side, Sabetha in first place. They already clinched the league title. 12-1, 16-3 for the Blue Jays. Pair of the Compton, 10-3, 13-6 in second place. And there's Yamaha Central, 9-4, 13-6. So a big game for the Thunder. We'll talk about their standing in sub-state play in just a bit. Fourth place is Holton, 6-7, 7-12. Fifth place is Hiawatha, 5-8, and 8-11. Jeff West just a half game back in sixth place at 5-9, 7-12 overall. Riverside in seventh at 3-10, 5-14. Royal Valley in eighth, 3-11, 4-15. 3A Riley County Boys Substate standing. Floyd has clinched the number one spot. They did that a while ago. They're five games up on Rossville and Yamaha Central, who are currently tied. Rossville, according to Keisha, has the tiebreaker. They're at 4A Rock Creek, and Rock Creek is 15-2, so a tough game for the Bulldogs tonight. So if Yamaha Central wins, Rossville loses, they will get the 2-seed. Number four is St. Mary's. They're 11-7. Silver Lake also is 11-7. Marysville has clinched the number 6 seed at 9-10. Riley County has clinched the 7th seed at 7-12. Minneapolis has clinched the 8th seed at 4-15. So we'll be at Minneapolis at Beloit. And again, if the season were to end today, it would be Riley County at Rossville. That does have a chance to be Riley County and Yamaha Central. But it is Marysville and Yamaha Central. And Yamaha Central has defeated Marysville twice this season. So I don't know if maybe they want that matchup or not. It kind of depends. I'll have to ask Coach Thomas when if that were to happen. And then the other matchup will be Silver Lake at St. Mary's. As for the 2A boys Jefferson County North substate standing, there's a lot to sort out. Morehead Academy is in first at 15-4. Horton is 14-5. Has a chance to flip-flop tonight. Valley Falls is the 3-12-6. Jefferson County North is the 4-12-7. And Sarah Parabelle, they are done for the season at 12-8. There's a bit of a gap in between there at the 6. Oskaloosa is 9-9. Riverside, they are the 7th seed at 5-14. They're a half game up on Pleasant Ridge at 4-14. And McLeod is 4-15. If the season were to end today, the playing game is McLeod at Pleasant Ridge. The first round will be the winner of that game at Morehead Academy. There would also be Riverside at Horton, Oskaloosa at Valley Falls, and Terre Parabelle at Jefferson County North. So that is really the Northeast Kansas League plus a couple of extra teams in that sub-state. And from what I have been hearing from coaches around the league of the NEKL, they do not want to draw this matchup against Riverside. They, at the very end of the season, they always get red hot. And we saw what they just got done on Friday night against Pair of the Compton, just knocking them off. They made a nice run last year in sub-state, and they're hoping to do the same thing this year as well. As they, last year, they got an upset towards the end of the year, and they got bumped up to the 5th seed. And they played at Valley Heights. They won that first round game, and they ended up would lose to Horton in the second round. But they made a little bit of a run. They'll try to do that again this year. And kind of talking about their tie-breaking scenarios, they're just a half game up on Pleasant Ridge. Again, Riverside 5-14, Pleasant Ridge 4-14, and McLeod is 4-15. They can play anywhere from a 7-9. They're trying to avoid that play-in game, though. And they could possibly rematch against Horton from the game last year in the second round. But you want to, well, I don't know, maybe avoiding that play-in game isn't necessarily the greatest thing, because if you play the play-in game, you win that, you get the momentum, and you go into a game versus Morehead Academy, and Morehead Academy not exactly a team that's untouchable, so should be interesting. A lot of things to sort out for both these two sub-states. We'll keep an eye on that as the night progresses, as all of the teams turn in their standings after, or the records after tonight. Well, let's step aside for a couple minutes. We have the national anthem back here in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's Best Apparel, Footwear, and Accessory Store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
KMZA.
Take a look at the starters here this evening. First for Riverside, it's going to be Ryder Davis, Deshaun Jones, Chase Hewins, Maddox Mears, and Beckham Griffin. And for Nemaha Central, it's Carter Rottinghouse, Trent Thomas, Cooper Kramer, Abe Hilbert, and Carter Kramer. Senior night here in Seneca. And it's going to be Beckham Griffin and Carter Rottinghouse. On the tip-off, it's won by the Cyclones, and we're underway. It goes to Deshaun Jones, and he lays it up and in from straight away. Riverside, he gets the first basket of the evening. Here's Abe Hilbert, pass the near side wing to Trent Thomas. To Carter Kramer, top of the key. Defended by Jones, pass far side, running out with it. High post catch. Cooper Kramer hands it backwards to Trent Thomas. To Hilbert, drive right. In trouble, kicks it out. And Rottinghouse will pass far side to Thomas. Nice jab step right side, holds onto it. Cooper Kramer. In the back. Carter Rottinghouse. Good defense so far by the Cyclones. Kick out, drive baseline by Rottinghouse. And a blocking foul is called as Zach Mears half took a charge, half didn't. He squared up, but then as soon as he got hit, did fall over. And he knew he was going to get the call. He kind of just let his arms back. Off to the side. So that'll be the first foul of the ballgame. Low formation on the inbound for Nemaha Central. Goes from the near side to the opposite corner to Cooper Kramer. It's deflected but into the hands of Carter Rottinghouse. Breaking part of that was Carter Kramer. And shot no good by the Thunder and Riverside with the rebound. Jones passes back. Hewins, top of the key, on your side wing for Ryder Davis. Jones pass back to Hewins. And slowly moving it around the perimeter against the 2-3 zone of Nemaha Central. Bounce pass, Hewins, kick it out top of the key. Davis driving kick. Three ball squaring up is Beckham Griffin. That is good. Beckham Griffin with a triple. 5-0 start for Riverside. Quick drive, nice dish. And a foul hit on the arm of Cooper Kramer. And it'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to go against Maddox Mears. That's his second already. Nemaha Central is head coached by John Thomas. And Riverside head coached by Tyler Herbster. First free throw on its way for Kramer. Is no good off the right side. Brody Huff checking in for the first time tonight. Maddox Mears to the bench. Second free throw for Kramer, trying to get Nemaha Central on the board, and he does the set. 5-1, Cyclones. Griffin looks to the sideline to get the play call. He'll make the catch. The near side corner for Hewin. Dribbles towards the middle. Hands it off. Davis. inside the C at the half-court logo. Bounce pass. Hewitt thought about it, then gives it up. Davis, now to Jones, far side wing. Pass working the interior. Back to flex it out of bounds by Rodinghouse. Good defense by Nemaha Central on the perimeter. Davis dribbles the near side wing, defended by Carter Kramer. The far corner, Hewitt. Have both catch Huff. Dribbles towards the middle, shot over. Hilbert is off the glass and through. Brody Huff with the quick two. It's 7-1. Thunder still looking for their first field goal make. Rodinghouse passes to Trent Thomas on the far side wing. Drives baseline. Lob up high for Hilbert. Makes the catch. Gets through a double team. Layup good. Abe Hilbert, the 6'6 senior, gets his first basket of the ball game. Jason 7-3. Davis trying to get away from some pressure. Gives it up. Far side corner, Hewins. No dribble to the wing. Give back to Jones. 3 minutes gone already in this first quarter and a pushing foul on Carter Kramer. Colby 3. Evan Olberding. We'll check in for Kramer and Kramer. Getting some length with Colby Free in the game. 6'9", junior. Here's the inbound. Here's side wing. Hewitt hands it off to Beckham Griffin. He's defended by Free. Coach Kerbster gives the play call to Coach, or excuse me, to Hewitt. Beg your pardon. Up with the top of the key on far side of Hewitt. Nice jab step gets past Olberding. Quarter off the glass. Halfway down, pops out of there. Rebound. Hilbert, his pass deflected, but into his own hands. He'll get it up to Rodinghouse. Full court pass up ahead to Thomas. He had it poked out from behind him by, that was by Ryder Davis, and Hewitt brings it up. Hewitt now setting up another play. Crossover dribble, defended by Olberding. Jones, far side wing, defended by Rodinghouse. Drives the middle. Hands it off from the elbow. An offensive foul is called on the screen by Jones. And Deshaun Jones picking up his first, team's third. 4:05 to go, first quarter, 7-3 Riverside here in Seneca. Entry pass to Hilbert, kick it out to Free, and lead it back to Olberding. Far side wing pass to Trent Thomas. One dribble to Rodinghouse. Near side of wing catch, Olberding, defended by Humans. Free entry pass inside to Hilbert, falling away to his right, shot no good. Loose picked up by Beckham Griffin of Riverside. He holds off Evan Olberding. Griffin takes the handoff, and now we'll give it back to Ryder Davis. With 3.5 to go, first quarter. Low scoring affair. Humans bounce pass, Huff goes to work once again. On Hilbert, shot is good. How about Brody Huff off the bench? Couple field goal makes. Hustle pass near side to Olberding. Just does take that from going out of bounds. We'll get it back and a whistle and a foul off the ball, and that's going to go against Huff. Cooper Kramer checking in. And for Trent Thomas, 9-3 Riverside lead, 3:12 to go first quarter. Kramer, the inbounder, gets it in to Hilbert. He's one from behind and one. Another foul by Brody Huff. And Dave Hilbert will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Only player for Nemaha Central with a made basket so far. Free throw on its way is good. So he's got 5. It's 9-6 Riverside now. Jones, defended by Free, gets it across half court for the pass to Hewins. Chase Hewins gets around Colby Free, entry pass to Huff, fumbles it, but picks it up in the short corner near side. Pass the bucket into the hands of Jones somehow, the elbow. He'll recollect, shot floater, no good, contact, no foul. Here comes Hilbert. He's going to bring it out of himself. Running out to your side. Gives it right back to Hilbert. He lays it up and in. As soon as he gave it up, they backed off Hilbert. He got right back open. He's got seven. It's 9-8. Pass too low for Huff. It's off his shin. Running out to the steal. Full court pass up ahead to Overding, who lays it up and in. Overding cherry picking. It's 10-9 in a 9-2 run after Riverside's 7-1 lead. We'll be back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
10-9, 2:24 left to go in the first quarter. Nemaha Central with their first lead of the game. And Carter Rodinghouse just checking into the game. He'll be in there with Free, Overding, Kramer, and Hilbert for Riverside. They have Hewins, Jones, Davis, Huff, and Griffin. Riverside will face Nemaha Central's press. 7 points for Abe Hilbert for Nemaha Central after a bit of a slow start offensively for the Thunder. Jones is double teamed. He'll get up to the corner for Griffin. He'll try a contested three with Hilbert getting his hand in his face. No good. Short rebound. Colby Free of Nemaha Central. Kramer fumbled it, almost traveled, but he was able to pick it up without turning it over. Rodinghouse near side wing with the catch. Lob it up high for Hilbert. Gets pumped in the back. Nice reverse layup. Good for Abe Hilbert again. He's got 9 first quarter points, replicating what Cammie Dollinghouse did in the first quarter. She scored 12 first quarter points in the girls game. Driving baseline is Davis. Cross court pass to Griffin. Jones. Now to Hewins. With 1:40 to go in the first quarter. 11-2 Nemaha Central run. After falling behind 7-1 to start. And reach in foul against Carter Rodinghouse. Trying to swipe pickpocket Ryder Davis. Oh, correction. They're actually going to get Cooper Kramer with the foul. That'll be the second team foul. Inbound to Davis. We're back underway. Final regular season game for both teams. Last chance to prove the record before sub-state. Here's a footer short by Davis. 3-1 Nemaha Central. Again, Overding. Cherry picking, laying it up and in. Overding with his second cherry picking layup. He's got 4. Now a 13-2 run for Nemaha Central. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Drive baseline, a circus shot for Hewins. I thought he'd gotten contact. It's 2-on-1, fast break. Overding gets hit on the 3, no foul called. Shot's no good. Rebound Riverside. Comes Davis. Gets bumped by Hilbert. And a good shot. Not fouling by Hilbert. Deters the shot. Rebound Thunder. Now looking to press the other way. Or push the other way. Excuse me. 40 seconds left. Nice find again to Hilbert. Lays it up and in with his left hand. He's got 11 first quarter points. It's 16-9. 30 seconds left. Riverside led 7-1. And now it's loose on the floor. The turnover committed by Mason Hayes, going the other way. Carter Rodinghouse is foul going up in transition with 21.2 seconds left. Foul committed by Jones. Rodinghouse, the free throw line to shoot 2. That was the 6th foul of the quarter. Foul total will stay at 5, of course. First free throw for Rodinghouse is good. His first point of the ball game. Second Griffin back in, coming for Huff, and Overding will exit. And Trent Thomas back in the game for Nemaha Central. Second free throw is good. So Kramer goes 2 for 2. 17-2 run for Nemaha Central. Going the other way, Beckham Griffin is blocked by Abe Hilbert out of bounds. He'll stay with the Cyclones with 11.9 seconds left. Inbound to the corner to Hayes. Now to Griffin. 10 seconds left. Nice find inside, and Hayes is shoved as he's making the catch. And Cooper Kramer picks up his second personal foul. Inbound to Griffin. 5 seconds. Driving right. Griffin with three. High floater. That's no good. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 18-9 in favor of Nemaha Central. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
11 first quarter points from Abe Hilbert. It is an 18-9 lead for Nemaha Central at home against Riverside. Cyclones started the game with a 7-1 lead, but a 17-2 run to end the quarter. Here's the floater by Colby Free to extend the run. His first basket of the ball game, and that extends their lead to an 11-point lead. Crossover dribble, far side pass to Hayes. Hayes will give up second. Griffin, defended by Carter Hike, who is in the game for the first time, so is Leighton Thomas. Nice pass for Hayes, or excuse me, yes, from Hayes to Jones, but he can't get a shot to go too high off the glass. Hike with the catch near side wing, gives it to Thomas. And a call to play. Caden Peterson in the game for Nemaha Central as well. Drive right side, Thomas. Reverses course, kicks out to Hike. Pass too low for Free. He can't get it through his legs and out of bounds to Riverside. Pass had a little bit too much heat on it. Nemaha Central quarterback. Davis brings it up for the Cyclones, trying to get some offense going. It's been tough sledding since about halfway through the first quarter. Hand off from Griffin, and Davis is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul committed by Kramer, and that is his third personal. No, it's. I guess it's the second. I think it must have given. Oh, it is the third. Okay, so the scoreboard putting it up there that he has three, so I had that right. So free throw's coming up here for Ryder Davis. First on its way, and no good. First free throw attempt of the game for the second. Evan Oberding will check in for Kramer, and he will sit for the rest of this first half. Second one for Davis on its way. Too strong, 0 for 2. Rebound, Colby Free goes high above the rim and snags that one. And pass from Hike. That's intended for Peterson. It's stolen away by Beckham Griffin. Cyclones trying to make something happen here. A minute and a half into this second quarter. It's 20-9 in favor of Nemaha Central. Trying to get their third out of 4 years. Hold that thought. We have a travel going the other way. Nemaha Central trying to get 10 league wins in three of the last 4 years is what I was trying to say. And a substitution brings Maddox Mears into the game for the first time this quarter. He started the game but came out early due to picking up two fouls. But he's back in. Peterson has the back to Thomas. Drives left. Bumped by Davis, nothing called. Brings it back out to the corner. Pass to Hike. Far side for Oberding. Hike gets it back. They want to drive left, and he's defended heavily by Jones. Reverse layup. Hike spins it off the glass and in. Tough move for a Carter Hike. That's his first basket of the game. It's 22-9. Near side wing catch for Hayes, and a shot blocked. Mears got rejected by Caden Peterson. Rebound Trent Thomas. Outlet up ahead, far side for Carter Hike. Wraparound pass. Free. He lost it. Here comes Davis for Riverside. Right side, shot over. Thomas is good off the glass. Good concentration by Davis. That's his first points of the game. 22-11, their first points here in the second quarter. Free ball for Carter Height, gets too strong. And long rebound, far side short corner by Maddox Mears. And Deshaun Jones is hurt. He got hit in the face, I think. 5:13 to go in the second quarter. And it's going to be a full timeout. It won't step aside for 60 seconds. 22-11, Omaha Central leading at home against Riverside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber and Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
22-11, Omaha Central leading Riverside with 5:13 to go in the second quarter. Riverside with the basketball out of the break. Jones to the bench. Got hit under his left eye, I think is what it was, but he's okay. He's over on the bench, and we're back underway. Davis, beg your pardon, that's Hewins bringing it up for the Cyclones. Spears, nice find for Hayes. And a late recovery by Evan Olverding deters that shot. And rebound by Colby Free. Fantastic hustle. At those quick guards that are just so good at playing defense. Now trying to convert on offense. Is Olverding a nice pass, but it was deflected partially. In and last out of bounds, last touch by Kate Peterson, the Omaha Central. It's over at Carter Rottinghouse. In for Colby Free and Trent Thomas. 4:46 to go in the second quarter. 22-11. Heslop's catch for Griffin, and he would turn it squared. He was seen Ryder Davis cutting back door. He was wide open. Unfortunately, though, for Riverside, they have to try to find a basket in another way. Hewin, stop the key. Riverside wing almost lost it out of bounds for Davis on that catch. To Hewin's touch pass is deflected by Carter Rottinghouse in the hands of Keaton Peterson, Omaha Central. Olverding, far side wing catch. Peterson wants to drive. He'll kick. Height, open three near side corner. Missed earlier. That one in there for Carter Height. How about 5 points for the sophomore? Carter Height gets 25-11. A 24-4 run for Omaha Central. Here's Mears to Griffin, excuse me. 3:45 to go. Drive, right side, Griffin, floater, short, tips, loose, Hilbert with it, pass up ahead to Rottinghouse. Hilbert will hand it back to Hike. Hilbert, scoreless here in this quarter after getting 11 in the first quarter. Hike drives left, got poked from behind by Davis. He floats it to Hilbert, going out of bounds. Far side wing catch for Rottinghouse. A lot of pass for Olverding. He'll float one up, and it'll be an offensive foul. Good job getting in position and taking a charge for Ryder Davis. And Olverding with his first personal foul. Second team foul. Darian Hernandez checking in for Riverside. He'll hand it off to Ryder Davis. He'll continue to hand off to the top of the key. Near side, corner catch, drive middle. For Maddox Mears, kick out three on the way and good. Hernandez with the three. It's 25-14. Three on the way for Evan Oberding to respond. No good. Rebound from Maddox Mears. So here come the Cyclones. Nice find up ahead for Beckham Griffin. He's open down low. Fell and one. Riverside trying to get right back in it. Beckham Griffin with an and one as he's fouled by Abe Hilbert. And correction, that's actually Keegan Hughes for Riverside, not Darian Hernandez. Coach told me before the game that that was Hughes wearing Hernandez's jersey, number 11. And Hilbert on the other end, shot is good, it falls in there. And Hilbert with his first basket of the quarter. Apologies, failed to mention the free throw for Hughes was, or for Griffin was no good. So remains 27-16. Hughes kicks it out, Griffin with a head fake, trying to score after hitting in one last possession. He'll put up a little 8-footer, no good, on a little touch shot. His right hand, no good rebound, Abe Hilbert. Baseball pass, running house to cutting Oberding. Nice find for Hike. Can't get a shot to go, though. Rebound on the putback is short by Derek Wirtz, and a rebound for Hughes. And what's the call? They said it was a travel. Coach Herbster not happy with that call. Didn't quite see what happened there. Trent Thomas will check in for Carter Hike. And Colby Free will check in for Evan Oberding. Thomas will unbound it. 1:32 to go, first half. 27-16 Omaha Central. Here's Free with it. Near side wing. Far side wing for Rottinghouse. A pass for Free. Now near side for Thomas. High post catch for Hilbert. Lob it for Wirtz, defended by Hughes. Shot for Wirtz is good, and one. And Wirtz coming off the bench and scoring for the Thunder. .112 to go, second quarter. First team foul committed by Riverside. Free throw is no good by Wirtz. Rebound Riverside. Now 1 minute remaining. Hewins pass far side corner to Griffin. Pass it back to Davis. Regular season finale for both teams here tonight. Hewins, short corner. Nice touch pass by Hughes. Layup good and one for Maddox Spears. His first basket of the game. With a rough start for Mears after picking up two fouls quickly early on in the first quarter. Sitting for a while, but he comes in and gets the and one. Free throw from Mears is good. First free throw make of the game for the Cyclones. Deshaun Jones checking in for Riverside after exiting with a facial injury. He's good to go with 45 seconds left. 29-19 Thunder lead. Nice cut, slash the paint. Hilbert lays it up and in on the left side with his right hand. He's got 15 first half points. Making it look too easy. Hewins goes to his left, stopped by Colby Free. Near side wing catch, Davis. Kick, far side corner. Griffin, jump stop, kick. Hewins, head fake, gets Rottinghouse up in the air. And fouled hard by Abe Hilbert, and gets sportsmanship to help him up. And Hilbert picks up his second personal foul. 12.8 seconds left. Hewins will go to the line to shoot two on that shooting foul. First one on the way is too strong this time. Head coach John Thomas having some words with Carter Rottinghouse. Second one is good. First point of the game for Hewins. 10 seconds left, 31-20. Whistle timeout called by Coach Thomas with 8.8 seconds left. We'll take it as well. 30-second break, 31-20 Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Solid offensive effort tonight from Nemaha Central. They lead 31-20 with 8.8 seconds left over Riverside. They have the ball as Hilbert will inbound it to Roddinghouse just inside half court. 6 seconds, catch for Peterson. 5 seconds, D3 for Peterson, or excuse me, for Thomas. Off the front end, no good. Tip it for Freeze, no good. A second try, that one is good. So he didn't need to try that, like, 30-footer for Trent Thomas, but Free missed the first tip in, second tip in was good, and that's how the half comes to a close. 33-20, Nemaha Central leads at the break. Our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Runnebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Seneca. Nemaha Central leading Riverside 33 8-20. Jared Slubby back with you. Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And with the Thunder up by 13, 33-20, a strong first half effort by John Thomas's group. But it was Riverside that got to the best start, or at least the first start. They started with a 7-1 run, but Omaha Central responded with a 24-4 run. That was when Riverside started to get a few strings of baskets together before the break, but a tip-in at buzzer for Colby Free gave the Thunder the momentum going into halftime. Looking at the leading scores for the first half, starting off with the Riverside Cyclone. 5 points for Beckham Griffin, 4 points for Brody Huff, 3 points apiece for Maddox Mears and Keegan Hughes, 2 points apiece for Ryder Davis and Deshaun Jones, and a free throw for Chase Hewins. As for Omaha Central, 15 first half points for Abe Hilbert. He had 11 in the first quarter. On 5 field goal makes in that first quarter, 2 more in the second. Also 5 points for Carter Hike, 4 points apiece for Evan Olberding and Colby Free, 2 points apiece for Carter Rottinghouse and Derek Wirtz, and a free throw for Cooper Kramer. So a fast offensive start for Omaha Central. Mentioned the 24-4 run, the difference in this one so far. And we'll have, coming up after the break, we'll look at some scores around the league and the area. We'll also break down my keys to the second half. That'll be coming up here in 3 minutes. We'll be back here in a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Seneca locations. Stop in for a bowl of soup and conversation. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house that will take place on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Omaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
KMZA.
Back here in Seneca, halftime score, Nemaha Central 33, Riverside 20. Here in our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, far from debt. All right, take a look at some scores around the area, starting off with the Big 7. Only got one score from the league. Actually, no, I got a couple. Fairleigh Compton leading Holton at halftime 23-16. At the end of one quarter, Hiawatha leading Sabetha 10-9. And in the Twin Valley League, Troy leading Donovan West 23-13. And try to find some other scores from the TVL. Take a look here, see if you can find a few. Blue Valley Randolph leads Valley Heights 31-18 at half. And Centralia leads Axtell 23-13 at the break. And that's your scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. With time to update your vehicles, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So out of the break, Nemaha Central will bring out Thomas, Free, Hilbert, Oberding, and Riding House. Riverside still in their huddle, getting ready with some last second preparations. Good time to talk about our keys to the second half. For Nemaha Central, keep feeding the inside. Riverside hasn't really been able to stop the interior play. Abe Hilbert, Colby Free doing a fantastic job inside. As for Riverside, they got to keep their guys out of foul trouble. Maddox Mears, Brody Huff, Deshaun Jones, all with two fouls. They can keep their guys in there and get better scoring here in the second half. They do certainly have a chance to come back. They can't, of course, allow another 24-4 run. The Nemaha Central basketball is going to be Griffin, Davis, Jones, Mears, and Hewens in for the Cyclones. Free inbounds into Thomas. So we're back underway with half number two and quarter number three. Thomas dribbles to his right, stops at the wing, goes back the other way to Free. Bounce pass to Hilbert, that's deflected back into the hands of Free. So they maintain possession after what could have been a steal. Running out, high post catch, Hilbert lobs inside to Free. That's deflected out of there by Jones to the corner, caught by Free. That pass deflected by Jones. Loose, running out, able to get it. Gets away from Ewan. Crossbow pass to Thomas, far side corner, dribbles to the wing. He'll underhand it, flip it to running out. Attack and defense by the back line to throw things out. Playing man-to-man D. Catch, Oberding Free, far side corner, fires a wide open triple. Good! Breakdown, miscommunication. Now that one comes to an end for Riverside's defense in that possession. Almost a turnover coming across that court. Now Oberding hooks it free. It's loose and picked up by Rodding House. Got lazy with it. It was Ryder Davis. He lays it up and in. And Rodding House with 4 points for the Thunder now. He makes it a 38-20 lead, 1 minute in. So he can double team as Hewens. Underhand pass to Jones. That underhand pass is lost out of bounds by Hewens. Fantastic defense by Oberding. As Griffin couldn't handle it in the corner. Coach Herbster not happy with the fact that that pass by Jones was kind of a lazy underhand flip. Kind of predictable. Far side wing pass to Trent Thomas. It's running out top of the key. Pass deflected, intended for Free and intercepted. Good hands by Jones once again. Getting the hand in the passing lane, stolen away by Davis. This is still stolen right back by Running House. 3-1 fast break pass to Thomas. Layup good from the left side. And 40-20 now the score, and dribble out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cyclones. .6:22 to go, third quarter. Davis from inside the NC at the half-court logo. Hands it up to Griffin, far side wing. Hewens thought about a step-back three, but hands up to Davis. Drive. Thomas falls over, wanted offensive foul call, doesn't get it. Shot by Griffin, no good 15-footer. And now a foul against Riverside on the rebound. I'll go against Beckham Griffin, that is his first. Halftime score from Hiawatha, Sabetha with a 29-15 lead. scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. Harding House to Trent Thomas. Far side corner to Free. Get back out to Olberding. Seem pretty conservative with the basketball to start things out. Olberding, he'll try a step back three. No good. Long rebound, Abe Hilbert. From the short corner, kicks it out. Harding House, nice head fake. Trying to blow by, gets fouled, and one. Tough shot amongst the double team, and Harding House banks one home. He's got 6 points, four of those coming here in his third. That foul goes against Ryder Davis, his first. Free throw is good. He's 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 43-20 Nemaha Central, 5:15 to go third quarter. Davis tripped, lost it. Picked up by Abe Hilbert. Hookcourt pass up ahead to Rottinghouse, cutting, lay it up and in. Rottinghouse now with 9 points. 7 here this quarter. Rejected by Hilbert on a shot by Ryder Davis. And Rottinghouse almost had his pocket picked, but holds on to it. Pass it across to Olberding, and he'll slow it up. Rottinghouse, far side wing catch, wide open for three. Cash money! Rottinghouse on fire this quarter. 10 third quarter points for Carter Rottinghouse. He has 12. It's 48-20. Putting this game away here in midway through the third quarter. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Senior night here in Seneca, and Omaha Central taking care of business at home against Riverside. 48-20 our score. A 15-0 run to start this third quarter for the Thunder. That includes 10 points from Carter Rottinghouse. Davis for Riverside. With the basketball, a lot of dribbling. Here's side wing pass. Hughes makes the catch, and he's rejected out of there by Colby Free. Back the other way, Thomas, Rottinghouse, nice head fake, drives middle, floater, no good this time. Tipped up in the air and rebounded by Deshaun Jones. Back the other way, Jones, he lost it. Rottinghouse up ahead to Free, and he'll go up there and shove it down. Colby Free with the dunk. We saw that last Friday. He got one, he gets another one here, he has six. It is 50-20. It was 33-20 at halftime. Now it's 50-20. Hughes with it. He'll hand it off backwards to Mason Hayes. 3:30 to go, third quarter. Far side corner, nice find for Hughes. We'll have to kick it out. All alone, three on the way. That one off the back iron, no good. Long rebound on the miss from Mason Hayes. And Thomas will bring it up. Ahead to Olberding. Costco pass far side. Carter running out. Alone. All alone. Once again, can he make another? That one too strong this time. Into the hands of Trent Thomas, though. He lost Central another chance. And Thomas will go ahead and keep it himself and bring it back towards the middle. Free with it. Now back to Thomas. Going to the near side wing. Thomas lobs it. High post catch Hilbert. Nice flash. Low post for Free and got Hayes up in the air. I don't know why Hayes was jumping. Or excuse me, breaking apart. Sorry, Jones. And he got undercut. And a foul committed by Jones. That's his third, and three will go to the line to shoot two. First free throws of the game for the 6'9 junior, Colby Free. That one is good. Ken Peterson, Carter Hike, as well as Cooper Kramer, and Layton Thomas checking in for Nemaha Central. And now Beckham Griffin will check in for Deshaun Jones. One more try coming up here for Free. And no good. Rebound Griffin of Riverside, but still a 18-0 run to start this third quarter. Riverside still looking for their first basket of the period. Davis with it. Being pretty lackadaisical with the ball as of right now, despite being down by 31. Here's a drive, a little floater. That's short. Might have grazed the net. Saved by Griffin, but his foot was out of bounds. It'll go to River, or Big Park, to team off Central. Now Derek Wirtz will check in. He'll come in for Colby Free. And Colby Free, he kind of was shaken up earlier. He's going to come to the bench. He was limping a little bit. Obviously, isn't anything too serious, but hoping that he can recover and use this flawed game as an opportunity for some extra time to recover before substate begins next week. The crucial part of this team. Carter Hike signals for Thomas to cut back door, does just that, dribbles to the far side of wing, bring it back to the middle. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 51-20. Hike doesn't like what he sees, so he brings it back towards the middle once again. He goes to the near side wing this time. Still, a bunch of dribbling here for the sophomore. As a catch, Thomas, open three straight away. Off the left side, no good. Loose out of bounds, and that's going to be last touch by Brody Huff. It'll stay with the Thunder. It'll be Leighton Thomas, not Trent Thomas, in the game for the Thunder. The bounder is Kramer, nice find for Wirtz. Near side block, backing down Huff. Shot is good, up and over Huff. Wirtz with the second basket of the ball game. He has four, been in one in the second quarter. And it's 53-20. Nemaha Central has scored the first 20 points of the second half. And pull-up jumper and travel against Beckham Griffin. Shuffled his feet. 1:22 left to go here in the third. The woes continue here for Riverside. It's been unforced errors. Missed jumpers as well. Wirtz, far side corner. Cross court pass to Cooper Kramer, who has missed a good majority of this game with foul trouble. Picked up three fouls in the first 9 minutes of the game. Wirtz struggles with his left back towards the middle to Peterson. Giving Peterson to Carter Hike, far side corner. Kicks to the near side corner. To Wirtz. Cross court pass. Three ball by King Peterson. That is good. Caden Peterson with a triple. His first basket of the game. That's 23 third quarter points for Nemaha Central. And they still have yet to give up a point. 37 seconds left. Little pass for Hayes. Jab step right goes left. In the paint. And shot blocked by Peterson, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. So Peterson picks up the foul, his first, and team foul number two. First free throw attempts of the game for Hayes. It's on the way, and it is good. So there's the first point of the quarter for Riverside. Second one for Hayes. No good. Rebound Huff. And trying to post up Wirtz. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound Nemaha Central with 20 seconds left to go. Try to get the final shot here. Leighton Thomas is going to hit off to Carter Hike and let him do the dribbling. 13 seconds left. Dribbles to the near side wing. 10 seconds left. Peterson, entry pass to Wirtz. In the middle of the paint. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Three on the way for Carter Hike with 4 seconds left. No good. The Moose picked up by Wirtz. That's the buzzer, though. Didn't get a shot off, and that's how the quarter comes to a close. Omaha Central doesn't allow a single field goal make in the quarter. They outscore the Cyclones 23-1. So we'll step aside for 60 seconds. We'll be back here coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
What a quarter for Omaha Central. They outscored Riverside 23-1. They lead it now 56-21. As we start the fourth quarter, Jared Slovey with you. Kurt coming back in the booth. 15 points for Abe Hilbert. He leads all scores, but 12 for Carter Ridinghouse. He had 10 in the last quarter. And Omaha Central led by Beckham Griffin. He has 5. The lone free throw coming from Mason Hayes that quarter. The shot no good by Ryder Davis. He gets his own miss. Pass back out to Hewins. He'll get another crack at it. Hewins to Jones. Back to Hewins, working the perimeter. Regular season finale for both these two teams. The three off the left side, no good. Rebound Omaha Central. Four-court pass up ahead. Three ball on the way. Short to Leighton Thomas. Rebound Cooper Kramer. Another chance for the Thunder. Elijah Moore in for Riverside as well. Side baseline. Carter Hike gets around his defender. Shot no good. Tip by Wirtz in the hands of Jones. And Riverside comes down with it. Max Meyer is also in for the Cyclones. Far side wing catch for Ryder Davis. He'll bring it towards the middle. Drill to the left side of the wing. Far side corner catch. Bounce pass. Far side block. Shot over a couple defenders. Meyer's no good. Offensive rebound. Put back is good. And one for Elijah Moore. Coming off the bench. We have a running clock here as it's 56-23 now. Elijah Moore, same name, of course, as the Cleveland Browns wide receiver. Got to point that out, being a Cleveland Browns fan myself. Free throw on the way. No good off the right side. Wirtz trying to save it. Does so. I don't think he was really just trying to save it. Kind of flipped off the end of his fingertips in the hands of Caden Peterson. So it's going to be a 10-win season in league play for Omaha Central for the third time in 4 years. Turnover going the other way. Omaha Central is going to finish the season 14-6, 10-4 in league play. Pass break going the other way. Leighton Thomas' shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul against Ryder Davis. 4-for-4 substitution for the Thunder. It's going to be Jack Mackey. Carter Kramer is going to come back into the game. With a couple of others. We'll get those two numbers in just a second. First free throw on its way for Leighton Thomas, and it's good. His first point of the day. We'll also have Jack Mackey mentioned him. Caleb Strassman in. Second free throw is no good. Goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Cyclones. Will Young in for Nemaha Central as well. Here's a wing catch for Davis. 4:10 to go, 57-23. Three ball on the way. Good for Chase Ewens. That's his first field goal make of the ball game. He has 4 points. It's 57-26. Halfway through this fourth quarter, running clock. Nemaha Central going to be victorious. As for Riverside, they're going to fall to 2-12 in league play. Or 3-11, actually. Here's Moore. Shot swatted out of there. Put back by Moore is no good, but he's fouled to go to the line to shoot two. So for Riverside, what that means for them in terms of sub-state standings, they got to hope that Pleasant Ridge and McLeod, one of those two teams, are not victorious. Pleasant Ridge is at Valley Falls, a tough matchup for the Rams, but Pleasant Ridge, a very scrappy team. As for McLeod, they are hosting Mohammed Academy, so definitely underdogs in those games. So if all three of those teams lose, then Riverside would stay the seventh seed, and they would not have to play in the play-in game. And it would be McLeod and Pleasant Ridge playing in the play-in game, and Riverside would take on Horton in the first round of sub-state. And the free throw is good for Moore. It was 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 3 minutes now left to go, 57-27. As for the Riley County sub-state, hoping that Rossville loses at 4A Rock Creek. Tough matchup, Rock Creek 15-2, Rossville 13-6, tied with Nemaha Central coming into tonight. But, of course, if Nemaha Central wins, they hold on. And a loss for Rossville. And here's a Carter Kramer shot. No, it's no good. He's on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. Nemaha Central possession. Getting back to the standings, though, if Nemaha Central wins and Rossville loses, that would give Nemaha Central a 2-seed, and that would give them a home game against Riley County. Riley County did not play tonight. Their final regular season game is until Thursday there at St. Mary's. And that, of course, does not count towards sub-state as the records finalize after tonight's game. 2 minutes now left to go on this one. Carter Kramer will try a wide open three. Off the backboard and good. This place goes crazy here on senior night. Carter Kramer. Straightaway three off the backboard. And makes it 16-27. And he gets the steal. And the layup is good. This place is going berserk for Carter Kramer. Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. 62-27, our score. Whoa. 1:20 to go in this one. Again, 62-27. Nemaha Central going to get out of here victorious with a sizable 35-point lead. Lane Thomas with a nice block on a three-point attempt. And here comes Kramer again up the far side. And he'll give it up. Intended for Will Young. It's deflected out of bounds. We'll stay with the Thunder with 1:03 to go and counting. What a bookend way on senior night. 5 points for Carter Kramer. Pass intended for Young. It gets into his hands. It was deflected momentarily and a travel is called. Go the other way. See if we have any other scores from the area. Mentioned the halftime score between Sabetha and Hiawatha. Blue Jays winning 29-15. Also, pair of the Compton leading Holton at halftime, 23-16. Nice pass, layup good. Far side block for Maddox Mears. He has 5, 8 seconds left, and that is going to do it. Nemaha Central victorious at home on senior night, 62-29 is the final score. Be back here in just a bit with our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Been
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Here in Seneca, and Omaha Central defeats Riverside 62-29. Here in our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Individual leading scores, first for Riverside, 5 points apiece for Beckham Griffin and Maddox Mears, 4 points apiece for Brody Huff and Chase Hewens, 3 points apiece for Keegan Hughes, as well as Elijah Moore. 2 points apiece for Ryder Davis and Deshaun Jones, and a free throw for Mason Hayes. As for Omaha Central, they were led by Abe Hilbert. Hilbert, the 6'6 senior forward, finished with 15 points, all of which coming in the first half, and 11 of those coming in the first quarter. He's your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, 15 points for Abe Hilbert. He is your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. 12 points as well for Carter Rottinghouse. He was 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Also, 7 points apiece for Evan Olberding and Colby Free. 5 points apiece for Carter Hike and Carter Kramer, who came in the fourth quarter and scored 5 of the team's 6 points. Love that, much to the pleasure of the Omaha Central crowd. The place went crazy when he scored both of his shots. Also, 4 points for Derek Wirtz, 3 points for Caden Peterson, and a free throw apiece for Leighton Thomas and a Cooper Kramer. So once again, your final score, Omaha Central 62, Riverside is 29. And as for Omaha Central, they finished the regular season with a final record of 14-6 and 10-4 in league play. We'll see how their standing is with Rossville in terms of, are they the 2 or the 3 seed in the Riley County sub-state? That's Riverside falling to 5-15 and 3-11 in league play. Where they line up with Pleasant Ridge and McLeod, we will have to find out tomorrow for that, for Kasia to release their sub-state standings. Again, those will be released tomorrow. So be sure to stay tuned on our website all throughout the day at msesports.net. And also in the upcoming days as we start to get put together a schedule to what games we're going to be broadcasting across our airwaves. But before the the early portions of the first round, we're going to be broadcasting some state wrestling coming up this weekend in Salina. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, myself, Brandon Tabman, will be there in Salina covering all 3 days. So be sure to stay tuned for that. So that's kind of what's on tap for the next few days here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. That's going to do it. Myself, Jared Sluppy, Kirk Hillman back in the booth doing an amazing job as always. Omaha Central wins at 62-29. As for the girls, they win their seventh consecutive league title. They win it outright with a win 56-37. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and have a great rest of your night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.